The islands are off the western shore of Green Bay and used to be home to turtles, birds, and fish like bluegills and largemouth bass. Beginning last year, Brown County began taking dredge spoils from the commercial shipping channel and trucking them out to the islands via a temporary roadway. Robert Rosenberger is a water management specialist for the DNR. The project is partially funded from a natural resources damage assessment associated with the cleanup of PCBs from the Fox River.
In the material that they dredge out is clean. It's not contaminated with PCBs or any other contaminants. It's clean material. And Brown County had a goal of two things. They wanted to reduce the costs of dredging and disposing of the spoils, and they wanted to do something that was good for the environment.
The project is in its first stage. Rosenberger says it will take 20 to 30 years for it to be finished.
And they'll be revegetated with trees and shrubbery. The wetland plants will grow up in the shallow water areas. They're already very popular for a number of different shorebirds and waterfowl. We've seen a lot of immediate results from the project.
Rosenberger says some provisions will be eventually made so people can access the islands. But even though they're called the Cat Islands, he says they'll mostly be set aside for birds. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.